This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Washington Post reporting the former foreign minister Qin Gang, a rising star in the Chinese Communist Party, not only left his post, but also seems to have left all photographs behind, airbrushed out of the memories of the Chinese Communist Party these many years. But that is not all of the story. There's also men leaving their posts in the army and in the defense ministry, and stories about the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, having shortfalls in recruiting. Also, there is the question in the Navy, the PLA Navy, about quality of ships from the massive shipyards. And in the PLA Air Force, the type of training they're conducting. In other words, we've got across the landscape questions about the famous Chinese military. I welcome Victoria Herzig of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend. She is in Budapest, writing about the PLA, what we can discern from changes in leadership. The rocket forces had a change in leadership some months ago. Now an important technician, scientist, has left in some fashion the rocket forces. What is this? What's driving it? Victoria, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Xi Jinping, early on in his now 10 years plus, I recall making a show of appearing in different uniforms, different settings, the Navy uniform, the Army uniform, the Air Force uniform, and gathering with military men around him. And subsequent to that, we learned that they were not only swearing allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party, the PLA works for the CCP, but to Xi himself. Now, you published a piece last year asking a question about, is there disunion, disorder, dissent, in some fashion, scheming going on in the PLA. Now people are leaving. Are these dots connectable? Good evening to you, Victoria.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me. Yes, there is definitely something going on in the Chinese military. There has been for quite a while. And especially, I have to highlight the rocket force here, because that's the place where most of the strange events have been concentrated. So just last year, I believe it was November or December, 8 top officials were dismissed from the rocket force. Then the scientist, the rocket force, the rocket scientist you mentioned, he was working closely with the Chinese military on important projects. And he was also abruptly dismissed. So there is definitely something going on there. It's still not known what exactly, but it is something that has been worrying the Chinese leadership for quite a while now. The military is extremely important for the Chinese leadership because it's the military. It's the strongest faction connected to the government. And also, if there is dissent, there is revolt, it's the military that can handle that. But if the revolt is or starts from the ranks of the military, that's a matter that would be extremely difficult to handle. And that's something the leadership definitely doesn't want.
Corruption. Is that what the general assumption is? These are all corrupt officers and therefore they have to go?
Yeah, so corruption is a very generic word that is used for such issues, disappearances, dismissals of top officials, important figures in the Chinese political sphere. And corruption is indeed part of the Chinese political sphere. It's there. Most of the top figures we know, we've heard of, those are corrupt people or have been involved in some corruption matter in their lives. But in most cases, there is more than that. It's not just corruption. In this case, it seemed like those officials in the rocket force did not completely respect Xi and the Chinese top leadership. So there was incident with weapons acquisition. So some of those officials reportedly acquired weapons without Xi. And the Chinese Communist Party's Central Committee knowing, and that's very serious because Xi has to know everything. He has the absolute power in China, and he has to have information about things like that, especially relations with other countries that have to do with the military, with military matters. So yeah, corruption is an element there. That usually, just like in this case, it's much more. It's just a word that is plastered on these cases.
Recruiting. We're having trouble in the United States recruiting. Of course, Europe struggles with recruiting. They don't have conscription. 35% of the 2 million are conscripts. The rest are presumed professional. They've been raising salaries. This is your reporting. And they've been offering civil military fusion projects, high-end stuff, STEM. Is it working? Are they getting the 16 to 34-year-olds to sign up, or are they still reluctant?
We haven't seen significant results yet. It may work in the future, but right now there are reports getting out onto social media about very bad conditions in the military. So there is corruption. Funds are not allocated in the right way. People are, troops are not paid on time, and just generally very bad circumstances. And because of that, there is low morale, not just because of the circumstances within the military, but because of China's general economic downturn. Connected to this is the youth, the high levels, high percentage of youth unemployment, young people, young graduates with prestigious diplomas from prestigious universities. They cannot find the jobs they are looking for, the jobs appropriate for their qualifications. And yeah, so generally young people are not very interested in joining the military because of these circumstances, because in many cases, they are not qualified to become soldiers. They are qualified to, for example, work at a top tech firm. That's something they want. So yes, there are programs. The recruitment, there are programs related to the recruitment and the leadership wants to popularize the military. It's a fairly new program, but it's being introduced in many cities. There may be results, but right now, not much. People are still not very interested.
Victoria Herzig, reporting for Geopolitical Futures on disorder in the famous, the all-powerful, the presumed ready for war, People's Liberation Army, if not now, certainly by 2049, except recruitment and disappearances. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.